Few members of Congress will argue against a new headquarters for the FBI, especially given the dump it's in now. Have you seen that place? But Congress wants to make sure the General Services Administration gets a good deal in the procurement process and that construction doesn't turn into the disaster some federal building projects have turned into in the past. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Some lawmakers say there are three things the General Services Administration needs to achieve success on its FBI headquarters project. It needs a good deal with the building developer, it needs to meet the FBI's security and financial requirements, and it needs to be fair when it chooses one of three proposed sites for the new headquarters. Lou Barletta is the chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee on Economic Development, Public Buildings, and Emergency Management.
It's also important that we get it right. You know, large projects have a history of running over costs and sometimes run out of money halfway through. And we need to be careful that a project as important and as big as this doesn't follow past history.
That's one reason why Congress wants more details about the plans to fund the FBI building project. Those details so far are unclear. Funding for the FBI consolidation would come from two different sources, appropriations and the exchange of the J. Edgar Hoover FBI building. That's where the agency is located now. President Obama requested $1.4 billion in his 2017 budget proposal for the project. The FBI and GSA would split those resources. Both agencies already have an extra $390 million through the fiscal 2016 omnibus. Members on both House Appropriations and the Transportation and Infrastructure Committees say GSA shifted its stance slightly in how it plans to pay for the FBI headquarters project. Congress was under the impression GSA planned to use the proceeds from selling the current FBI building to pay for the majority of the consolidation project. Congress thought it would have little authority to get involved, since GSA asked for a small amount of appropriated funding. Some members of the House Appropriations Committee say the president's request for $1.4 billion shows the value of the current FBI building might be less than GSA thought. Congressman Jose Serrano is the ranking member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Financial Services and General Government.
Well, something has clearly changed since your budget request this year includes a request for $759 million in appropriated funding for the construction of a new FBI building. Combined with the FBI's request of $646 million for the same project, we are facing the exact problem that Chairman Crenshaw and I mentioned last year, the expectation that the Appropriations Committee is going to clean up the mess when the Exchange Authority doesn't raise the funds that are necessary for this project. The building hasn't even been sold yet, and this request already tells us that whatever the proceeds are, they won't be near enough. On top of that, it has not been made clear to this subcommittee what the scope of this project is and whether the funds requested this year are sufficient to fully construct the project. It is also somewhat troubling to receive this request when we appear to be years away from potentially breaking ground unless there is an imminent announcement that we are unaware of.
Lawmakers on both committees pressed GSA about the value of the current FBI building. Norman Dong is the commissioner of the Public Building Service at GSA. Here he is with Congressman Scott Perry.
You asked about the value of the Hoover Building. Ultimately, that's for the market to decide, and we will have a far better sense as the bidders submit their proposals at the end of June.
So you have no appraisal. Do you have an appraisal? I mean, you might not want to divulge it, and I understand that, but do you have an appraisal?
There have been appraisals conducted for that site.
All right. Is that information available to members of Congress?
We can provide additional information to members of Congress and the staff after this hearing.
Denise Turner-Roth is the administrator of GSA. She tells House Appropriations Subcommittee Chairman Lou Crenshaw she won't reveal the appraised value of the current FBI building either.
We've been avoiding talking about specific costs related to both the value of Hoover as well as the project overall, primarily because we're in an active procurement process currently.
How did you find out that the Hoover building is worth $1.8 billion less than you thought it might be?
Let me say, and just in stepping back, the project itself and what we have before both this committee as well as the other committee from FBI is really a reflection of where the project is in terms of trying to achieve the full consolidation as well as FBI's requirement. And I would say that over the past year, we've gotten a better understanding as the project is coming into its maturity of what the costs reflect. And so we believe with the funding both we've received from this committee in FY16, as well as the request that's pending, as well as with the any cost that we receive from its value would be reflective of what's needed for the project.
It's also difficult to say just how much GSA will save by moving all 13 sites in the National Capital Area under one roof. Richard Haley is the Chief Financial Officer and Assistant Director of the Facilities and Logistics Services Division at the FBI. He says the savings will be considerable, but GSA hasn't studied just how much it could save since 2011. The FBI spends about $130 million on leases and utilities for those 13 sites now. Congress generally agrees consolidating the FBI under one headquarters is important. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer told the House Transportation Subcommittee it's one of the most important Homeland Security initiatives in years. Hoyer has long pushed for the FBI headquarters to be built in Prince George's County. That's where two of three proposed sites are located. Haley says the FBI's role has changed drastically since September 11th. The agency has 6,000 more state and local task force members and more IT and intelligence specialists than ever before. Richard Haley.
If a building is at its best, it's invisible to that operational user. And unfortunately, especially at headquarters, our building is not invisible to the users and to the agents and intel analysts and professional staff. Has a lot of problems in terms of us being able to just get collaboration area. It was a police precinct when it was built, a national police precinct. Poured concrete for efficiency and cost at the time. That same efficiency that was built back in the 60s and 70s is today inhibiting where we can actually make the appropriate space, run wiring and cabling throughout the building. Projects take way too long.
Haley says consolidation will mean the FBI can put a variety of skill sets and capabilities under one roof. That will help the agency collectively respond to cyber and terrorist attacks. FBI Director James Comey told Congress this week, not having a central headquarters is one of the biggest challenges his agency faces. In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.